Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. I'm joined by Mickey Miller. He's the CEO at BizLink Technologies. Mickey, very good to meet you.
Stephen, great to be here.
So for those viewers not familiar with the company, can you tell us more about BizLink?
We've got a noble mission. We help content creators create amazing content and public service and military protect and serve us. So we feel really confident with the technology that we bring to market to be able to allow these incredible things to happen in the world.
So take us through the technology that you use for this noble mission, Mickey.
At the core of what we do, Stephen, is we take video, data, and voice, we compress it, and then we distribute it over whatever means, whether fiber, wireless, it could be 4G, it could be 5G, it could be proprietary wireless systems, or mesh. And then we decompress it and distribute it to where it needs to go in very low latency with very high quality and reliability. So the use cases that we're seeing typically would be, for example, first responders, air-to-ground communications, whether it's fixed-wing, helicopter, or drone, to be able to take video and data about that video to the ground so that leaders can take action with the assets that they have in the field. A great example of that was the Boston bomber was found with our equipment, aiding the brave folks of the Massachusetts and Boston police.
So military and government sectors, they're some of your customers. How about live productions? What sorts of customers would you have in the live production space?
We're in every premier event you can think of. It's easier to say the ones we're not in than the ones we are. So when you think of, you know, major tennis events, Wimbledon, the Open, when you think of major sporting events, the Super Bowl, we had 27 active wireless cameras at the last Super Bowl. When you think of motorsports, MotoGP, the helicopters in F1, we've got every major event where you think of where you have really intimate type of productions, very immersive video content. I think, you know, you'll see BizLink at the heart of that. I think a great example is MotoGP. MotoGP at every event has four cameras, soon to be five, on every motorcycle, as well as 120 around the track. And the content that is created and how immersively that is produced and distributed is pretty incredible. And they've been able to grow their fan base exponentially over the last couple of years.
I suppose the technology is always changing, particularly with artificial intelligence and the likes. So a lot for you to keep up with as a company as well, and lots of, I suppose, R&D investment.
Yes, we continue to invest in R&D. We made an acquisition last year, a company called Mobile Viewpoint, that brought to us two key product sectors. One is bonded cellular, which allows you to take video straight directly to the cloud via bonding 4G or 5G or cells of 4G together. And they also had done quite a bit of investment in AI to be able to create camera and capture solutions that allow you to, without a camera person, or to create very immersive experiences around games that heretofore were too expensive to send out a production crew to. And so when you look at these, you'll have multi-camera shots, 4K, and it's all managed by an AI engine.
So you're up with second quarter results this month. Revenue $6.8 million for the second quarter. First half revenue $13.9 million, and that's up from $11.6 million in the first half of last year. Gross margin slightly better at 53%. Take us through the business conditions, because I know that there have been some project delays, bottlenecks in supply chains that have been suffered across the industry. What are business conditions like at the moment, and are they improving as you head into the second half of the year?
Yeah, you know, although we're up from last year in double digits, we weren't satisfied with our performance. We had expected to do higher than we did. A couple of reasons we didn't. One is, in our live production markets, we had very good growth over last year. That's for two reasons. One, post-pandemic, live events are back. and the technology refresh. We introduced a lot of new products into that market last year, and we're seeing those be well accepted and acquired by our customers to be able to create, whether it's 4K or dual feeds or dual bands or a variety of flexibility that allows them. Where we experienced lower than expected was in the MilGov markets, particularly in first responder. Our first responder markets in the U.S. in particular were impacted last year from federal funding and local funding challenges. We've seen that change dramatically. So the amount of opportunities that we have is much higher than we had last year, but it's taking time to move those opportunities into orders and into sales. So we didn't lose the opportunities. They've just pushed into the next quarter, but we see a very healthy growth in that sector in the second half of the year. And we've lined our supply chain to be able to support that. As those orders come in, we'll be able to ship very quickly on many of those orders. The other piece too is our major announcement this year of our AeroLink transmitter has been well received by the market, and we expect to see a technology refresh of the many, many helicopters, fixed wings, and drones that currently use our HDX product. So we see that as a very healthy business going into next year. And then coupled with continued growth out of our live production area, we think the second half certainly looks promising for us.
And the pipeline of business as you head into the second half, I mean, you ran through a few of those orders. What's the pipeline looking like?
It looks strong. I think when you look at broadcast, media, and entertainment, it tends to be a recession-resistant type of industry. So we still see a lot of activity around not only our existing customers, but new customers, because consumers are driving for all types of new content, of live content, and then taking that content and putting it right out to social, or we created an NFT clipper that allows our customers to immediately make an NFT highlight during an event. And so all those things are all about engaging the customer and allowing our customers and content owners to be able to engage their consumers, not only during the event, but post the event.
Well, Mickey, I hope you'll keep us updated on any progress, but thank you very much for the introduction today.
Great. Thanks, Stephen.
Miller is CEO at BizLink Technologies.